you'd be sitting in a chair, and say a step chair, and reach down and push and find the 10 feet. Somebody else in the room, and say your wife is in the room, probably say, "Hey,
look here.
Look here." Another way of asking a question, how many times do you go to town, would be
how often?
If a group of people weren't going to do something, and one of us says, "Well, I'm not going to do it," and you say, "Well,
I won't either."
This is my
forehead.
And this is my left ear.
My right ear.
You don't shave very often, your head's growing.
Beard or whiskers?
Beard. My tongue is in my
mouth.
These are my
teeth.
This is one
tooth.
And these are my teeth grow in my
my jaw?
Or no,
gum?
Gum. You don't say gum?
No.
These are my two
fists.
And the elbow is not a bone, it's a, not exactly a,
well, it's a joint.
Probably my
chest.
These are my two
shoulders.
If I had muscles here, which I don't, I wouldn't be very weak, I'd be very
strong.
75-year-old lady gets around like she was 35, you might say. She certainly is. She's quite
spry.
Somebody asks you to walk through the cemetery and you say, "Not me. I'm
scared."
Or another way would be, "I'm
afraid." I think more common would be, "I'm scared."
Then there was a time when you didn't. There was a time, you're funnier, you're scared now. There was a time when you didn't. They didn't used to be.
Oh, sure. Didn't used to be.
You wouldn't say used to be,
No.
The man who drops a match in the forest and starts a fire is a very person, very
careless. Criminal.
Another word for strange or unusual or odd would be something that's very
queer.
Does that mean about the same as the other word?
Generally speaking, yes. Of course, the word queer could be applied to a person who's mentally not all there. Another colloquialism.
It's a growing connotation. You want to do something, and your wife wants you to do something different. Your wife says to you, "Well, don't be so." You want to be
stubborn?
Or any other way you say, "Don't be so." You wouldn't say big-headed, I don't imagine. You're bull-headed.
No.
Set, spot.
We speak of people being set in their ways. That's a good English word, but we don't use it very much.
Not likely to be under the stress of emotion.
No.
Person is very easily offended. Say, "Watch out for her. She's pretty
touchy."
That's, they said the wrong thing to him, and he got awfully
mad.
You ever say ugly to them?